Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
All right, that's Justin Timberlake sounding like more than ever like the spawn of Michael Jackson. Nice song, though. Okay, not so long ago on the Late Late Show, we did a thing about enterprise for new companies, and we were very struck by the enthusiasm and vim and vigor and indeed verve of two of the creature guests we had on that night, Sarah O'Connor and Isolde Johnson. No, I was just taking my time getting there. And they are, of course, with Cool Beans, and they join us now. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back to see us. First of all, tell us what the product is, so that just to remind us, and because it links in with our friends in Super Value too. That's why we thought we'd invite you today. So who's going to take the running on this? One of you.
I'll go for it.
Okay.
So Cool Beans is a super healthy, super tasty meal in a pot, and it's basically cannellini beans in different flavours. So we have a tomato flavour, we have a smoky paprika flavour, and
sounds
we have a
disgusting
hot chili flavour. They're all delicious.
I doubt that somehow, but you're convinced of your product and it's going well, because there's only so many normal beans you can have, and yeah, that's why you decided let's go different. Is that it?
Yeah, so we wanted to do something that was fresh and healthy. So there's no additives, no preservatives, no processed sugar. We just use a tiny bit of honey to sweeten, and it's low in calories.
So where do you source your beans?
So our beans come from Italy.
And then the rest of the stuff is all...
Well, we try to keep it like all the produce and ingredients coming from Ireland, but I suppose just with the beans, we don't grow them in Ireland
yet. Of course.
Yet, so. And everything's made in Ireland as well.
Which?
Everything's made in Ireland as well.
Is it all right? Okay, yeah. So do you have a factory somewhere, or is it someone's kitchen?
Yeah. Oh, so we have a really great manufacturing partner that's working with us at the moment.
Okay, so they do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So just remind us again how you alighted on beans as the way forward for your business.
So we've been doing a lot of research into, well, both Sarah and I were working really long hours, first of all, and we were just looking for something really quick and healthy at the end of a long day. You probably know yourself, Ryan, after the Late Show, you're looking for a kind of quick, healthy fix. Not going.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Some vitamin
instead
G.
Of going to the gym.
Oh, a nice meal. Nice three-course meal somewhere.
And so we just weren't really inspired by any of the choices that we were seeing around.
Quick and easy, but healthy.
Yeah. And then we also, at the same time, started looking into beans because they're so healthy for you, but people don't really know what to do with them. So we wanted to make them a little bit more accessible for people.
Yeah.
And so we just came up with Cool Beans. And like Sarah said, they're super healthy and they're all fresh and natural ingredients.
Gluten-free as well, because lots of celiacs, you know, find it hard to have like lunch snacks because it's all sandwiches. So.
And with beans as well, they're naturally high in protein and fibre, and they have that slow release of energy, so they keep you feeling fuller for longer.
Okay. So is that enough sales, boom?
Jeez, I just was in an ad. Sammy, the ad, get me out of here. That's a good ad, though. It's quite beguiling because you sell it so well, because you've got a kind of maniacal look in your eye. You really believe in this stuff.
Beans.
Oh, beans.
You will eat beans, Tuberty.
We usually eat beans about 4 times a week.
That's gross.
At least.
That's disgusting. But I mean, but you have to have belief in your product, so I understand why you might do that. So when you came on the Late Late, you talked about the product, and you had the product in how many different stores at that point, or shops, as we like to call them in Ireland?
Super Values. We were in 35 Super Values, mainly across Dublin and Cork, and now we're in 135 Super Values.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All around the country. And Super Value have been massively supportful of us. And we're really, really grateful for all the support that we got from them. And we're in Super Value stores every week.
You're going
tasting
in and out of them to make sure everything's okay.
So like with a product like this, it's so important that people try it.
Yeah.
So we're in Super Values every week. And the stores are amazing to be in. And the staff are so nice. Yeah. And everyone is just...
And we're in the Food Academy section. So that's all small kind of artisan producers.
Yeah, I've seen your guys there. Yeah. I walk right past them, but I've seen them. They're there and they're flogging the product. They're doing it with great enthusiasm and zeal.
Well, that's James. That's our newest bean.
He's probably listening now, James.
Get back to work.
So, Sarah, you call yourself Queen Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And Isolde, you call yourself the Professor of Beanology.
Yes, that's it.
So you've got these very very official titles that you're kind of you're going with the whole bean thing.
Well, you know what? It's important to take yourself seriously when you're in business. So we just said that's why we come up with real official names for ourselves.
And you came in today, I was going to say tonight, I forgot what show is on there for 1 minute. And you came in today wearing your Puffett jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Bean,
our
cool
swag.
Beans jacket, your swag.
Have to have some swag.
These are courtesy of Sarah's mom, Susan, who... Actually,
sew the mom.
Sew the man.
Oh, did she? I thought you had the man. She's a cook and sew. Oh, she's, yeah. It's all
we
going on.
We had a little Cool Beans sweatshop in the kitchen down in Cork, so Susan was there hard at work.
Are the beans made in the sweatshop too?
No.
That was
down
a joke.
That sort of thing.
Down with that sort of thing. Okay, good. But so where are you from? What part of the country are you both from?
I'm from Tip. And I'm from Clonmel.
You're from Cork.
Yeah.
And you're in Cabra.
Yes.
Do you find it very strange to be in this other world that isn't Tip and Cork? Are you okay?
Cutchies up in the big smoke.
Yeah, you kind of, you know, Bernard Brogan passing you by there and Lisa Fitzpatrick.
Well, we're delighted because we're a celeb watching here. If anyone's looking at our Twitter at Cool Bean Company, they'll see all of us posting photos of all the celebs around.
Yeah.
We got a pic with Kevin and Lisa and Bernard. We're delighted with ourselves.
Yeah, well, it's a nice way to spend the day. So what's the plan then for Cool Beans? I mean, are you... Do you want to take over the world, or is it just
world domination? Yeah.
What is the plan? What's the business agenda?
So we're looking to grow. I suppose with Super Value, we're going to grow nationwide across Ireland first of all, and then hopefully exporting to the UK initially, and then around Europe. But we have big plans for Cool Beans and lots of new ideas for new products coming out as well. So,
and if you can't
really
find
exciting.
Cool Beans in your local Super Value, just ask. Yeah. And they'll order them
and they'll sort them out. And you were at the Electric Picnic last year, didn't you? You were, who was one of you?
Yeah.
Sarah, you were, because you had to work so hard, and then Isolde was off fluttering around. What were you doing?
Getting married.
Getting married or something.
So what comes first, your marriage or the business?
Equal, they're on par.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Well, these days, he doesn't see me often these days, so he's probably...
Paul. Oh, yeah, what's his title?
Helper Bean, probably.
Helper Bean, yeah.
Reluctant Helper Bean.
Yeah, I have so many inappropriate jokes about beans. I have to keep them all to myself. He's her husband.
We've heard them all.
Do the jokes yourself.
Careful now. Whoa.
Sarah's mother's listening. But you got a crazy few months because, tell me about the day the pots were ruined. It's a short story written by one of you. What happened?
We basically got 90,000 labels printed, new labels printed for our pots. So we got the design done up and we were really, really happy and it was all great and we were delighted with ourselves. And then we got them printed and they turned out like this. So I'm just showing Ryan.
Do I know what happened?
The way they're all like...
It's like I wrap Christmas presents.
We're pretty much
bubbly and rubbish. Yeah,
just not looking very nice.
Oh, that's a disaster. So who put those on? Somebody with a shaky hand, or?
No, it was the type of material that it was printed on. So it all gets very technical. Yeah. So it's printed on a paper-based material, and it should be printed on a plastic-based material. So it basically means that 90,000 labels are redundant.
But not the pots of beans as well.
We were able to sort it out. So there was an issue with how they were being applied, and we just couldn't afford, because we're a startup on a shoestring, we couldn't afford 90,000 pots not to work. So we were there just thinking what we'd do, and eventually we decided we'd turn the machine upside down. And they were like, we've never done that before. And we were like, well, can
we? Do it now.
And they turned it upside down and they fixed it.
So our new labels will be hitting the shelf next week.
That's quite
all shiny and new.
Everything's fine. Well, that's quite an inventive way around it.
When you're doing things on the cheap, like, it's, you just have to be inventive like that, and you have to come up with different ideas on how to work things. Like a couple of weeks ago, for instance, we were going to Galway. We did a Cool Beans Goes West, similar to like one of your road trips when you go off around the country. We went to Galway to do some tastings, and we didn't want to pay to stay somewhere because we're trying to do everything on a shoestring. And we were trying to think of any friends that we knew who lived in Galway, and we couldn't think of anyone, and we rang a couple of people and they weren't going to be there. And so then I remember that I had been at a dinner and I was sitting next to a girl who was from Galway, so I'd met her. So I rang her up and I was like, Gina, would you mind if we stayed in your house? And she was like, no problem.
No problem at all. Who is this?
Pretty much. And so Gina to rescue, she put us up in her house. She wasn't even there. She just left us
the keys.
Went down and we had a great old time.
We left her a bottle of wine though.
I'd say you did to make up for the smashed furniture. be sure anyone who's got one of the girls' numbers, be careful.
Yeah.
Because suddenly you'll find a sleeping bag and a minibus outside your house.
We'll be in touch.
Well, listen, thank you for coming to see us at the kitchen today in Joan's Kitchen. It's great.
Thank you for having us.
Sarah Connor,
Joan.
Isolde Johnson. Yes, Joan. And Amanda.
I'm having a great time.
They sorted that out. Good luck with the beans.
Thanks a million.
Thanks so much. And if people want to tweet us, it's at Cool Bean Company on Facebook. It's / Cool Bean Co. And our website is coolbeans.ie.
Okay. Do you want to say Cool Beans again, or are you okay?
Cool Beans. Cool Beans. You say it, Ryan. You say it.
Sarah and Isalda from Cool Beans.
Bean Cool. Kuala Lumpur. Kuala Bean.
Cool Beans.
Kuala Bean. Say it.
Cool Beans.
Cool Beans. Said the pigeon.
Cool Beans.
Stool pigeons.
Beans.
Thank you, gals. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Cool Bean Girls.
Yay!
All right. We'll take some music. Back in a moment.